Masechet Me'ilah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalit. Mishnah says, Natan lo sheter perutot. If a person gave an agent unintentionally two perutot of Hekdesh, Amar lo, haveli etrog. And he told him, buy an etrog for me with this money. Vehalach vehevilo beperuta etrog. And the shaliach, the agent, he went and he found an etrog that cost one peruta, but the etrog was in fact worth two perutot. So he paid one peruta, but it was worth two perutot. Ubibruta rimon. And with the other peruta, the agent bought a rimon. So question becomes, did he follow the directions or not? And if he followed directions, then the Baal HaBayit is the one who did the Me'ilah. If he did not follow the directions, then the Shaliach is the one who did the Me'ilah. Shenehem ma'alu, both the sender and the agent are guilty of Me'ilah. The Baal HaBayit, the sender, because the agent carried out his assignment. The assignment was buy an etrog that was worth two perutot, and he fulfilled those wishes. He bought him an etrog that was worth two perutot. Even though the agent only spent one peruta on the etrog, he got a good deal. He fulfilled the instructions by getting an etrog that was worth two perutot, and the agent himself also did me'ilah because he misused the other peruta by buying a pomegranate, by buying a rimon that was his own idea. Rabbi Yehuda omer bal habayit lo ma'al, says Rabbi Yehuda, even though the agent did purchase an etrog that was worth two perutot, the Baal HaBayit, the sender, is not liable for me'ilah. Shehu omer lo etrog gadol hayiti mevakesh. He could tell the agent, I wanted a large, high-quality etrog. It's true. You brought me an etrog that was worth two perutot. But if you spent both perutot, like I gave you the instructions for, you would have came back with an even larger, better etrog, probably worth four perutot. In other words, he could have known that things were on sale. He could have known that that there was good deals to have by the etrog shuk. So when he gave him two, he didn't want him to get one that was worth two. He wanted him to spend the full two, and maybe he would get one that would be worth more than the two perutot. So therefore, the Baal HaBayit didn't do anything wrong. And therefore, we say that he did not do the me'ilah. And he tells him, "Heveti li katan vera." And he tells the shaliach, you brought me one that was small, you brought me one that was low quality, and therefore, you didn't spend the money like I wanted you to, and therefore, I am not liable. Another case. Natan lo dinar zahav. If the sender, the Baal HaBayit, he unintentionally gave the agent a gold dinar coin that was hekdesh. Amar lo haveli haluk. He told him, go buy me a shirt with this money. V'halach v'hevilo b'shlosha haluk. And the agent went, and he found him a shirt that was for three sela'im. Three sela'im is half of what a dinar is worth. A dinar is worth six sela'im. But the shirt he got him was also a deal. And it was really worth a full golden dinar. So he paid only half a dinar, but he got him a shirt that was worth a full dinar. U'bishlosha talit. And with the other three sela'im that he had left over, the shaliach went and he bought him a talit. He bought him a scarf or a cloak. In that case, similar, shenehem ma'alu, both the sender and the agent are liable for me'ilah. The sender is liable because the agent carried out his assignment, and he bought him a shirt that was worth a golden dinar. Even though the agent didn't spend the amount of a golden dinar, the market value was a dinar, and therefore, he fulfilled the wishes of the Baal HaBayit of the sender to buy him a shirt that was worth a golden dinar. And the agent is also liable for me'ilah because he misused half of a dinar, the three sela'im. He bought a talit, and that was his own thought. So therefore, he did something wrong as well. Rabbi Yehuda omer Baal HaBayit lo ma'al, says Rabbi Yehuda, even though the agent did purchase a shirt that was worth a full golden dinar, the Baal HaBayit, the sender, did not do the sin of me'ilah. Shehu omer lo haluk gadol hayiti mevakesh. Because he always has the ability to tell back to the agent, I wanted you to get me a high quality large shirt. It's true, you got me one that was worth a dinar, but I wanted you to spend the full dinar like I instructed you. And if you did, you would have found in the shuk, you would have found in the marketplace a larger, better shirt, possibly that was worth two golden dinar. So therefore, you didn't follow my instructions. I had very specific instructions for a reason. And therefore, According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Baal HaBayit did not commit the sin of Me'ilah.